Well, all of you probably have a great many questions concerning an awful lot of things. I probably would have the same questions, only I've got a few of them answered. What we're doing is a highly concrete program, probably the most positive program we have ever had, undoubtedly the most positive program. It runs something like this. Right at the present moment, key figures of central organizations have been to and come back from or are at St. Hill, being very thoroughly and arduously trained. A great many field auditors are at St. Hill being trained very hard throughout the world and in central organizations at this moment, including FCDC. You have auditors pushing forward right on up to Class 2, working rather arduously. For instance, this week, I'll be down to the organization just checking them over one way or the other and making sure that that Class 2 is firmly in hand. And the upgrade is strictly and straightly through Class 2. This is classification of auditors. There's auditors Class 1, Class 2, Class 3. It has nothing to do with their certification. Doesn't matter what credentials or certification an auditor has. These are not certificates. This is classification for allowed processes. Class 1 can use any process that we have had that worked since 1950. He can use any of these things. There's no limiter on it. He can do everything that he was ever trained to do, that's for sure. But if he's very, very wise, he will go on using those things and working like mad to get his Class 2 classification. If he's very wise, he will make far less mistakes. Let me assure you, he will save far more auditing time. Now, that's Class 1, therefore any certified auditor, regardless of the class or grade of certificate, is a Class 1, right, as of this moment. That's it. And he's got it. Now, since he received that certification and so on, we have had new skills brought forward, which are simply intensification of old auditor skills. And it is just an effort to get them to do these old skills exactly perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with using a good E-meter, Mark IV, doing an absolutely proper and exact security check, being able to do a problems intensive, being able to carry forward and prepare cases for assessment and 3D, very precise. Now, it takes quite a while to prepare cases. It takes a long time to prepare a case for a 3D assessment. If you, some of you, and some cases, particular cases have been audited a lot, you could get a hold of one, you could assess them, you could find something that resembled a package, you'd probably even check out, everything would be fine. But before you went very far or ran any part of the package, you would wish to heavens that you had prepared the case before you started to run it, that's all. So it doesn't matter whether you do it before the case is assessed, you're going to have to do it anyway, even though the case is assessed, before you can run the case with any safety. Otherwise, there's going to be a terrific liability because there's all this stuff of present lifetime, present time problems. Now, I tell you, it's no time to get a present time problem when you're in the middle of a willow wand in the wind, you know? You busily got the willow wand in the wind, and you're handling this beautifully, and then all of a sudden the wind shows up, and it's a very windy day, and so on. Well, you'd be perfectly prepared to run that out, but you get a problem that has absolutely nothing to do with anything but your present lifetime. Here it is, and has anything to do with the ghost problem mask, and you're all upset about this thing, and boss is threatening to fire you, you're the boss and threatening to fire somebody else. You're very worried about all this, you're very upset, you're very excited, and life is going on, and oh, it's blah, 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 blah. You have no business worrying about that in the middle of a 3D, let me tell you. You better have your life pretty well kneaded up by the time you start into this roller coaster. So, the exact line of preparation. And I know that there are auditors right this minute who doubt this very much and who know all about 3D and who will even... They're always auditors know better than I do about some of these things. Anyhow, and then they learn as much as I do about them, and then they come into line very nicely. But that period where they're trying to adjust to that is sometimes hectic. Anyway, the best thing to do It takes anywhere from 75 to 200 hours of security checking on all known varieties of security checks to get the PC's havingness in the present lifetime up to a point where the PC's havingness can stand the strain of running a 3D. So it takes 75, couple hundred hours, something like that. It all depends on how long it takes a person to get through that. Now, included in that is, of course, something that you call a problems intensive. That gets away all the present time problems and straightens up. Actually, you could run and flatten old 1A on the PC during that period with profit. There was nothing wrong with a routine called 1A. It's what problem can you confront, roughly. And that does people a lot of good, too. But you get them up the line. You get rid of their scratchy needle going all the time. And you straighten them up so they haven't got present time problems all over the place. And you kind of pull the thing together. And that's the way it is. And by that time, why, there'll be quite a few auditors around who are Class 2 and are permitted to operate as Class 3s. See, a Class 2 is only permitted to operate as Class 3 for quite a while before he's actually awarded a Class 3, and that means he can handle anything. But a Class 2 auditor who is trained in it could actually assess, providing there is a Class 3 auditor so classified around to check all of his results before he does anything with them. That's the way that works out. And by that time, why, we'll have some Class 3 auditors around. Actually, there are five of them returning to FCDC in just no time at all. Show you the program is very well advanced. And here is the upgrade of the situation. By that time, why, you can go and get an assessment and plunge into it, and you're on your way through. The slang phrase for it is into the knothole. The way out is the way through, and the way through a goal's problem mass, well, it's like a fighter. You wouldn't expect him to go to the championship fight of the world unless you give him a little pre-training. And that's about the way it is. By that time, you will have had enough pre-training along this line to handle it. There are quite a few form security checks, and these are very precise security checks. They are laid out in HCOWW policy letters. They are exact and precise security checks. And there's a whole string of them. And all of those security checks would be gone through. You'd be surprised what you would get out of a childhood security check. You'd be absolutely fascinated. It's a marvelous security check. And other security checks of that particular type, you go all the way through those things to the bitter end. You get a problems intensive, maybe you flatten 1A, something like that. You get up to a point where you can cope with the situation pretty well. Actually, at that stage of the game, you will never have felt better in your whole life. That is the most winning type of auditing there is. There's no processing we have ever had that is better than this processing, and I think there's some amongst the crowd right this minute that will say this is true. It really sets you up. If you get some good security checks and get your overts off and so forth, and you feel right with the world, and you go out, you walk out the front door. You know, you walk out the front door. You don't slide out and look up and down the street first. You're looking for the engram police that haven't been after you, actually, for a long time. But you've got that keyed out. Everything is very nice. And then into 3D and on through. Now, I've been accused of playing down 3D. Actually, you haven't heard too much about 3D. This is kind of new to you, routine 3D. What is this thing? You know, what is all this? Well, actually, I have kind of played it down. But this is rather interesting because 3D all by itself is getting more results just by assessment than we have ever before had in processing. A 3D run correctly gets more results just by assessment. When you've got your whole 3D package, the first package that will run, never in your life will you ever have felt any better. Oh, man, that is there, you know. It's the fresh air, the sunlight, you know, you kind of know which way it sets. You know now why you've got these stripes across your back. And everything is gorgeous. And then they assess you on the auxiliary prehab scale that was put together especially for 3D. And one bracket later, you have never felt worse in the last 100 trillion years. But you're happy about it. And there it is. That's into the knothole. And from there on through, it is ghastly in a sort of a happy way. And you come out at the other end, and you have actually attained a higher level of stability and so forth than was ever available for before in Scientology. Yes, I haven't had too much to say about this sort of thing. I've been too busy doing it to tell you about it. But that is the course as it runs. Now, auditors who expect to be able to get along this route and so forth, there's several routes open. The no special courses are going to teach clearing now. They're all going to teach class two, so don't you downgrade class two. Class two is a high upgrade. If very few auditors could pass class two. I don't know of any that could just off the cuff pass class two. See, it's a pretty high upgrade. Now, if those of you are waiting till everybody gets back from St. Hill and it's all ready and everything's all taped out and so forth, before you start on your program in any way, shape, or form, you're just going to be left behind because you're going to take 75 to a couple of $100 to get that early stuff out of the run anyhow. So you just go ahead and get it now. Flounder through, get it straightened up. And if you're going to come to St. Hill, it's an awful good idea to get it straightened up too, because St. Hill alone, at least regardless of auditing, going through the St. Hill course itself at the present time, the way it is progressing, is probably one of the heavier endurance contests that have been dreamed up on Earth. And if you were brave enough to do this, I don't think you would regret it. Wouldn't be too rough. But it is not an easy sprint, and the only thing that keeps them going is auditing. I get lots of that. And you can see them falling on their faces in the driveway, and another schoolmate picks them up and runs it out rapidly, and they grab the bus or something and go to town and get a bit of dinner or something like that. Or somebody stumbles and is in a state of collapse someplace or another, but an instructor comes out and says, "You're due to audit somebody," and they go up and audit him. Actually, most Scientology courses are rather rigorous, but I've never seen a course with higher morale or higher esprit, and I'm actually very proud of these people because they when they come out at the other end, the common thing is as they arrive, they fall in the front door, we patch them together with sticky plaster and then proceed to do something with them. When they go home, their friends don't even know them. And that's right. As everybody meets them at the airport, something like that. Well, you know, kind of, who's this, you know? And, gee, you know, and we get tremendous numbers of letters come back. What did you do to him, you know? Isn't this marvelous? Anyway, the Congress draweth to a close. And your very fine attendance here has been something really warmed my heart. My, were you certainly dead in your chair on the first day, brother. I came out here and I took a look at you and I said, boy, I've been gone too long, you know. And kind of made me guilty of an overt, you did. And things were grim. Then you got going. I began to see you a little bit more plainly. You looked a little better, you felt a little better. And I hope the Congress has done a little bit of something for you, one way or the other. But I felt I owed you some sort of a report. And I came over here in the middle of winter, which is a very, very poor thing to do, you know. But then you came up here to Washington, and that's a poor thing to do, too. So we'll forgive each other on that. Frankly, I had hardly any business at all leaving St. Hill, you see. Got lots of cases rolling, lots of people coming up the line, bursting out at all sides. A lot of stuff hopping in all directions. If you don't think it is a rough go in that particular quarter, it is. If you plan to go to St. Hill sometime in the future, you actually ought to go to the central organization or get your local field auditor. And go through all the security checks. Go through the lot, one beginning to the other. Go through the information letter security checks. Those are not official checks. There's just more of them. And get those cleaned up. Get a problems intensive. Even get 1A flat. Square yourself around one way or the other. Read all the books you can lay your hands on. Get your extension course completed up. Something like this. Get the thing squared away. It doesn't matter how much of that you get done, because the more of it you get done, the easier it will be on you. Because I tell you, going in, you haven't cracked a bulletin for a long time, and Mike says, 1.5 on the tone arm more dense than 5 on the tone arm. You say 1.5, 5's the higher number, and so forth, obviously. And you answer erroneously, and you say, well, 5 is more dense. It isn't so much that you flunked that one. It's the scorn he gives you across the desk. We've got him there simply because he's op-term as a sadist and we refuse to audit him. Well, what it amounts to is you'd come up and make class 2 almost at once, you see. It wouldn't take you but a very short time to make class 2. You'd have to be all straightened out in your auditing. You arrive knowing you know all you want to know about how to do it. It wouldn't take you very long, however, to find out what you didn't know and to be oriented, straightened out, made to look something like an auditor. And then get your examinations finally on class 2 and be an auditor. And then you could spend and concentrate the bulk of your time on making class 3. Because frankly, the difference is somebody just got out of an academy and were come to St. Hill, if he were accepted, would have this kind of a problem. It would take him the next 2.5 or 3 months to make class 2 because he has no background. All weekend and every day of the week, no chance to sleep, you see, because he's so busy trying to catch up. Well, you could take that much weight off yourself. No training is ever thrown away. Everything we know, we know. All our past discoveries and activities are all ours, and we haven't forgotten those. They all serve in good stead. And similarly, the data which leads on up to class 2 is the data which makes a class 2 auditor. It's time well spent to get your all the security checks done on yourself and get what reading and bulletins you have all disposed of. Take that much weight off of you when you get there. That's the best possible advice that I could give you in the matter. Because, boy, there's an awful lot to learn when you get there without crippling yourself with trying to learn it over that withhold with that girl last year. You know, that just adds just a little bit too much to it. Now, as far as your auditing in the immediate future, I'm going to ask every auditor, you won't have instantly a British Mark IV in your hands. You'll be dealing with meters which are not necessarily operative meters, and they certainly are not operative to the degree that a Mark IV is. For instance, Ray came here believing that you could salvage American meters, and he was thinking in terms of building them and so forth. He got his hands on a Mark IV. He's gone over it since the Congress. He says, wrote me dispatches. My advice is scrap them. It's just all that difference. You can never bring the American meter up to the Mark IV. All right. Get a Mark IV as fast as possible. They are available. They can be shipped. We do have them. This was not a condition which was true just 60 days ago. But if you're using an offbeat meter and so forth, don't let it stop you from auditing. But please do this. Please do this. And even in the early days of auditing, even on a Mark IV, introduce this question into all processing checks that you were doing on a PC. At least every 5 questions that you clear on the PC, introduce this question. Have I missed a withhold on you? And end every session similarly, have I missed a withhold on you? And keep that cleaned up. And if you're missing them left and right, do it every question. But certainly, if you did it every 3 or every 5, then you wouldn't be upset. And And if you're an auditor, your PC wouldn't be upset because of missed withholds, because this is all that upsets a PC. You do the beginning rudiments. You say, are you withholding anything? Is that beginning rudiment? There it is. Bang. And you say, all right, do you have a present time problem? Hey, the rudiment is, are you withholding anything? And you miss it. Bang, you see. It may not happen. Nothing may happen. You go into the bulk of what you're doing in the session, regardless of what you're doing. Let's say you were running routine 1A, which is quite permissible for a class 1 auditor to run, see? For all those problem commands. Generalized problems, getting somebody used to confronting problems and so forth. Perfectly valid. You're running something like this, and all of a sudden the PC is looking at you, and there's pure hate in his eyes. And you're not aware of having done anything, and he will tell you you just dropped the ashtray. Well, maybe you did, so you try to clean up the ashtray. And then you say, well, I wonder if he has a present time problem just now. And then you run the ARC break process, and you run present time problem processes, and then you say, well, maybe there's something wrong with the room. And then you try to orient that, and this whole session has become a cow's dinner, not a dog's breakfast, a cow's dinner, see? Wow, wow, wow. See, all kinds of randomity, ARC breaks. 1 hour to 1 hour and a half before this ARC break occurred, you missed a withhold. That's all. That's all that happened. I'll give you an example. PC sits down. Maybe you're chewing gum, something like that. See, chewing gum. PC sits down. Start auditing. Take the gum out after you've started the session. Throw it in the ashtray. Hour and a half later, your PC has a screaming ARC break about you have repeated the same command twice instead of the next command. All busted up about this, chewing you to pieces. Check it back, and you will find out that at the moment that he saw you were chewing the gum, he objected to it and didn't tell you. And that is the withhold that wrecked the session. Because on top of that microscopic grain of sand of a withhold, other withholds and unkind thoughts started to build up, build up, build up, build up, and finally it builds up to an atomic explosion. And that's what an ARC break consists of. If you wanted to put it crudely, every out rudiment results from withholds. That is all. Now remember that a withhold reduces havingness. And reduced havingness alone is what keys in and makes immediately dramatized and functional the valence package of the PC. Reduced havingness is what pulls these valences in. And withholds reduce havingness. So if the PC has withholds, the inevitable consequences is he will dramatize the valence in which he's sitting. But he's not ready to assess on 3D. He's got to be prepared for 3D, and you don't even know what the valence is. So the only way you can keep the valence out and keep the PC running and get the PC free enough so that he isn't always keyed in on this valence is to keep his withholds full. Keep those rudiments in, keep his withholds full. There's a process technique known as short sessioning. You start a session, you run the beginning rudiments, you run a few questions of whatever you're doing, security check or whatever, and so forth, and then you run the end rudiments and end the session. You give him a break, you have a cigarette, something like that, and you start the session, do beginning rudiments, run straight on through, a few more questions, and you end the session. You can do this 3 times in one auditing period. That's known as short sessioning. If you did it 3 times in one auditing period, which is a bit extreme, ordinarily in 2.5 hours, you would do it twice. That is to say, you'd have 2 sessions in 1 2.5 hour auditing period. And if you did this that way, you get 4 cracks at the rudiments. Well, now that's routine, and that is stable, regular auditing today. You do that kind of thing. But look here. Because of bum meters, because here and there an auditor's going to skid, I don't want you people upset. I want you coming on forward. Don't want you getting ARC broken, all upset in an auditing session or something like that. I want you carrying on forward and making your gains, making them good all the way. And here's another way to do it, in addition to handling your model session and rudiments Audit by model session, by the way. There's a new one just out, December 11th. And it is so booby-trapped, a PC could get away with nothing, man. Marvelous set of end rudiments in it. And that's everything that everybody's ever been having any trouble with. And you pick it up there in the end rudiments. Use that model session. And in addition to that, if you're running processing checks, for heaven's sakes, about every fifth question, invest some time, have I missed a withhold on you? And watch that meter with sensitivity 16, no matter what meter it is. And use soup cans. Don't use little electrodes on your meter. Get some battery clips and use soup cans. And that's about what you will have to contend with. And it will be tremendously alleviated. That is to say, that what you're contending with is missed withholds, auditing with rudiments out, and that sort of thing, and it's making a poor show all the way along the line. All right, let's color that, and let's square that up by making sure that we get a hold of these missed withholds all the way up the line. Sound like a good idea to you? All right, I'm trying to hold you, keep it going, and keep you coming on forward until we're right there where the Marines landed, okay? All right. And I'd like to thank every single one of you for coming here this winter to this Congress and giving me an opportunity to tell you what has been going forward and for me to make good the promises made since 1950, because we mean to make them good, every one. And now let me wish you a very happy AD-12, and let me hope to see you again in July. And meanwhile, good hunting and no withholds. Goodbye.